Okay, so today we're looking at some pretty heavy stuff, the Chicago legal system. And, we always like to stay informed here, but this is one of those things where even if you think you know the basics, like, it's probably good to brush up when it comes to, knowing your rights if you're ever arrested.
Especially in Chicago. Because, yeah, the law is one thing, right? But then there's like the actual, what is it they say, street law? The
Right.
stuff they don't teach you.
Exactly. And that's what I like about these sources you sent over, right? So we've got, on the one hand, like the official Know Your Rights guide straight from the city of Chicago. And then we've got this almost like a, I don't know, like a defense attorney's playbook kind of thing from Adams Defense Law, which I gotta say, interesting read. So we're kind of getting both sides of it here.
Yeah, you get the official line, and then you get the like, here's what we actually do kind of thing.
Exactly. So let's unpack this. And I think a good place to start, honestly, is even before things go south, right? Like, what can you do to sort of, I don't know, not even end up in that situation to begin with?
Well, and it's funny you say that because both these sources really stress that pre-arrest smarts, you know?
Yeah.
It's like they're saying an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Totally. And I was actually surprised. It wasn't all just about, like, don't go to this neighborhood or whatever. There's this whole section in the city guide about, like, the people you hang out with. It literally says the company you keep can be just as influential on your legal standing as the neighborhood you live in,
That's true.
which is kind of a sobering thought,
And
right?
it makes you think about like nature versus nurture, right? Like, are we products of our environment, or is it the people we choose to surround ourselves with that really kind of dictate where we end up?
That's a deep dive for another day.
Another day.
But it does make you think twice about who you're, hanging out with.
Yeah, for sure.
But okay, let's say worst case scenario, you do end up in handcuffs in Chicago. What's the first thing you should do, according to, well, both of these? They're very clear on this.
Lawyer.
Yes.
Immediately. Don't even hesitate.
Don't pass goes, don't collect $200, just straight to lawyer.
Straight to lawyer.
Which is interesting because obviously, the Know Your Rights guide says that, but man, Adams Defense Law is very passionate about this.
Well, of course they are.
Right. Like, why is it so important to have a lawyer from the very beginning, even if you're thinking, hey, I didn't do anything wrong?
Because anything you say, even if it's with the best of intentions, can be misconstrued. And we've seen that happen time and time again.
Right.
You know, the legal system is complex. It can be very intimidating. It has its own language. You need somebody who's going to be your advocate, your guide through that process, and really make sure that your rights are being protected every step of the way.
And speaking of things you shouldn't say, obviously both sources emphasize the whole right to remain silent thing. We've all heard that a million times on TV. But the Know Your Rights guide had this thing about, like, jailhouse snitches that I never even really thought about.
Because you're in a very vulnerable position,
Right.
you're stressed out, you're probably scared, you're in an unfamiliar environment. Somebody comes up to you, seems friendly, just wants to chat.
Right, exactly. You let your guard down.
It's easy to let your guard down. And you might say something that you think is totally harmless in the moment, but
Right.
in the hands of a skilled
Oh,
prosecutor,
yeah.
those words could be twisted, they could be taken out of context, they could be used to build a case against you. So it's just a good reminder that even though you're behind bars, it's not like you're in a confessional.
Yeah.
Anything you say can and will be used against you.
It's like, walls have ears, but in this case, it's the bars, right?
Exactly. And it really highlights that the legal system, unfortunately, doesn't just run on truth, you know? It's about evidence. It's about strategy.
It's a game in a way,
Kind of,
which
really.
is probably why having that lawyer in your corner from the very beginning is, like, so crucial,
Right.
right? They know how to play the game.
Exactly. And they understand the intricacies of the court system itself, which, you know,
Oh, yeah.
can be a whole other language.
Absolutely.
And speaking of which, the Know Your Rights Guide, they get into this whole thing about like state versus federal courts, and that's where it gets really, really complicated.
Yeah, I felt like there were layers to this that I never even, like, considered. They tried to break it down, but I'm not gonna lie, I kind of got lost. So can we, like, ELI 5 this? Like, what's an example of something that could actually go either way? And, like, why should someone even care? Like, what's the difference between being in one court versus the other?
Let's say hypothetically, you get caught with a small amount of marijuana, right?
Right.
In state court, depending on the circumstances, maybe you're looking at a misdemeanor, maybe a fine, maybe probation, you know?
Right.
But let's say for a second that the feds think that, oh, you're actually part of some bigger drug operation and you're moving product across state lines.
Uh-oh.
Now, suddenly, that same amount of marijuana, you're in federal court, and we're talking much steeper penalties. We're talking mandatory minimums.
Wow. So it's the same, like, act, but it's a totally different ballgame.
Totally different. Because it's not just about what you did. It's about who's prosecuting it and what they think you were doing.
And the potential consequences are, like, night and day.
Huge.
So, yeah, having someone who can navigate all that, make sure you understand what you're actually up against.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's got to be like priority number one.
Oh, for sure. And that actually, that kind of leads into another concept that I think is often misunderstood, even misrepresented in those legal dramas we see on TV, plea bargains.
Oh, right. And the official guide, you know, source one, they actually laid out pretty clearly like the logic of it, you know. It could be faster. It could be less expensive. You might get a less severe sentence.
Potentially, yeah.
But their big thing is, talk to a lawyer first.
Of course, because there are so many misconceptions about what a plea bargain even is. Like, people think that you're automatically admitting guilt.
Right.
Which is not always the case.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, you've got things like the Alford plea, for example.
Okay, hold on. Alford plea.
Yeah.
That's not something they teach you in, like, law for beginners class.
Right, right. It's a little more...
advanced.
Yeah, it's a little more nuanced. But basically, you're not admitting guilt, but you are acknowledging that, okay, the evidence against me, it's pretty strong, you know?
Right.
Like, I might get convicted if this goes to trial.
So you're kind of saying, I'm not saying I did it, but...
But it might be hard to convince a jury otherwise.
Right, okay.
So it's kind of a strategic move.
Interesting. So you've got to have someone who can, like, walk you through that whole process.
Exactly.
Because that's a lot.
Oh, yeah. It's high stakes.
It's like chess, but with real, like... life consequences.
Exactly. Exactly.
That makes a lot more sense. Yeah. So, okay, we've talked about like avoiding getting arrested in the first place, knowing your rights if you are arrested, kind of this whole court system. But let's say worst case scenario, there is a conviction. Like it's not over then, right? There's that whole thing about expungement that the guide talked about.
Well, yeah.
Is that what I think it is? It's like a clean slate, right? Like you just...
It's often thought of that way, right? Yeah. Like a magic eraser for your record.
Yeah.
But as always, the reality is a little bit more complicated.
Because, of course, it is.
Right. So expungement, it's basically the process of sealing or deleting certain criminal records.
Right.
So they're not publicly viewable anymore. But it's not just something that anybody can get. There are very specific eligibility requirements, and it depends on the type of offense, what your sentence was, if you've had any other run-ins with the law, all sorts of things.
And the Know Your Rights Guide actually goes into some of those specifics, and man, it's strict.
Very strict. And even if you meet all the requirements, it's still not guaranteed.
Really?
Yeah. A judge can still deny it.
Wow. So it's not just like a get out of jail free card. So it's not just like a get out of jail free card. Even if you've like served your time and you're, you know, trying to move on with your life.
Right.
So is it even worth it then?
Yeah.
Or is it kind of setting people up for disappointment?
Well, I think that's the $1 million question, right?
Right.
The truth is it's most effective for people who have less serious offenses.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe it's their first time going through the system.
Right.
And they've really shown that they're, you know, they're turning their life around. They're really committed to making a fresh start. It's less about erasing the past entirely and more about, I think, you know, removing those obstacles to opportunity.
So like getting a job, getting an apartment.
Exactly.
You know, even things like volunteering, stuff that like should be easy.
Right.
But
it can be so hard.
If you've got that like mark on your record, it's due like.
Absolutely.
It can follow you around.
Yeah. It's like, you know, that how do you get a, what is it?
A coffee stain out.
Yeah. Like a coffee stain out of a white shirt. It's possible, but it takes work. It takes the right tools. And some stains, they just never fully come out, you know?
Okay, that's actually a really good analogy.
Right.
Because it's like, yeah, you can't just like magically erase everything, but yeah. You should at least have the opportunity to kind of, I don't know.
To move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's really what it's about. It's like the justice system should offer a path to redemption. You know, not just punishment.
Well said. Man, we've covered a lot of ground here today.
We have.
We talked about how to avoid getting arrested in the first place.
Right.
Knowing your rights, if you are arrested, how to navigate that whole crazy court system.
Completely.
Even like the ins and outs of, you know, maybe clearing your record afterward. Yeah. But there's one thing I wanted to circle back to. And this is less about the actual law and more about like the lawyers themselves.
Yes.
Because, you know, our friend, Mr. Josh Adams over at Adams Defense Law, he had a lot to say.
Well, he's very proud of his work.
Very proud. I mean, every other sentence in this guide was like his experience, his track record, his unwavering dedication.
Right.
It makes you wonder, like, in a situation like this, does it actually matter, like, how, I don't know, flashy your lawyer is?
Right.
Or is it really more about just, like, the facts of the case, regardless of who's up there making the arguments?
I think that's the age-old question, right? Like, does a good lawyer actually make a difference? And there's no easy answer. I mean, a charismatic lawyer, you know, they can sway a jury.
Right.
But at the end of the day, the law is the law.
And evidence is evidence. Like, you can't argue with DNA.
Unless you're in a really good courtroom drama.
Right, exactly.
You get the point.
But what a skilled attorney can do is make sure that that evidence is presented in the best possible light.
Yeah.
You know, that any weaknesses in the prosecution's case, they're brought to light.
Right, right.
And most importantly, that your rights are being protected every step of the way.
So it's less about like smoke and mirrors and more about just like really knowing.
Strategy.
Yeah, the strategy, the expertise.
The expertise, yeah. Knowing how the system works inside and out.
Having someone who's like on your team who actually like knows what they're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Man, I feel like way more informed about the Chicago legal scene after all this. Definitely makes me think twice about those traffic cones I may or may not have borrowed back in college.
Well, let's just say I'm glad we had this conversation before you sent me any souvenirs.
Touche, touche. But in all seriousness, folks, stay safe out there. Stay informed. And if you ever do find yourself in a situation where you need legal help, just remember what we talked about today. Knowing your rights and having the right people in your corner can make all the difference. Until next time.